Johann-Meyer-Straße.
We're standing at the corner of Johann-Meyer-Straße and Lutzmann-Straße in front of the red information board. The open space here illustrates the fact that demolition can be trend-setting and forward-looking. Up to a few years ago, this area was home to a war-torn, dilapidated wasteland and a school playground. After the school closed, however, this was also left vacant. In 2007, two sponsors found their way here and redeveloped the site.
The small trees on the left-hand side of the field were planted by the Verein Energetisch Dessau, an environmental organization. It set up a so-called short rotation plantation. The area to the right of the site, the open space, was redesigned by the Verein Multikulturelles Zentrum, Dessau's multicultural center.
Let's take a closer look at the site. We can lock up the bike for a moment and enter the space. Let's turn right along the plantation until we reach its halfway point. The somewhat bulky term short rotation plantation originates from the forestry industry. The rotation period is the time between the planting and the harvesting of a tree. Short rotation planting, therefore, refers to the planting of trees that grow quickly and are easy to maintain. The trees planted here are two different types of poplars and a willow species.
What you see to your left is the result of around 1,000 seedlings that were planted by the Verein Energetisch Dessau in 2007. The plants can be harvested after 5 years and then used for energy. This field's harvest would be enough to supply a 100-square-meter apartment with power for one winter. It wouldn't solve large-scale energy problems, of course, but it's a start.
The Energetisch Association wants to use this plantation to raise awareness of alternative forms of energy and to test the cultivation of plants in low-nutrient soil. But that's not all, as the head of the association, Burkhard Petersen, explains.
Der Claim soll nicht nur demonstrieren, was eine Kurzumtriebsplantage ist, sondern sie soll ja auch.
The claim is not only intended to demonstrate what short rotation planting is, it also aims to increase the quality of life for people who have remained in the city. And these poplars and willow trees bring change to the landscape. And I think that is the most important contribution and indeed the most beautiful contribution that we were able to make as part of the IBA.
Using fallow areas to increase the standard of living is also the approach taken by the Multicultural Centre. The association redesigned the area to the right of us. They created the claim with the basketball net, as well as two claims with sunflowers, marigolds, and fruits and vegetables from all over the world.
The intercultural garden is intended to serve as a meeting place for migrants and locals in Dessau. This is an area for barbecuing, for chatting with neighbours, and for intercultural exchange.
Wander around the area and have a look at the different claims. While you're doing so, Razak Minhel, an Iraqi by birth and the chairman of the Multicultural Centre, will tell us more about the idea behind the intercultural garden.
Mein Ziel ist es die Begegnung auf andere Art und Weise zwischen Migranten und Nichtmigranten. Es ist nicht Begegnung im Straßenfest oder in geschlossenen Räumen. Dort ist Begegnung beim Arbeiten, beim Bepflanzen.
My aim is to facilitate encounters of a different kind between migrants and non-migrants. It's not the kind of encounter that occurs at a street festival or in an enclosed space. Here, encounters occur when working, planting, through the actions that we carry out there. In other words, this is a different kind of integration and encounter, not the traditional kind of meeting place. My second aim is to create a sense of home. My feeling is, this is my piece of land. I will plant here and harvest here. And my third aim is perhaps the following. Often one hears that the immigrants are living here at our expense and are just asylum seekers and so on and so forth. They are taking our jobs and doing nothing for the city. And this area is a sign that we immigrants not only live here, but also want to contribute and to take an active part in society. This is also a signal to the residents. We are saying, this is our city, and we are living here both as migrants and as Dessauers.
In 2007, Minhell's project was chosen as the regional winner in the competition known as Bürger für Bürger, or Citizens for Citizens. The short rotation planting initiative of the Verein Energetisch Dessau also received an award. The Saxony-Anhalt Foundation for the Environment, Nature and Climate Protection honoured the project as an outstanding contribution to the use of renewable resources and to environmental awareness. These claims not only show how fallow areas can be brought to life again, they also act as a launch pad for environmentally conscious behaviour and for mutual respect.
In order to get to the next stop on our tour, we will cross the large crossroads and follow the red flags towards the water tower. We will continue the tour just before the tower at Melanchthonstraße.